Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. You know, this organization is absolutely incredible, and here's how I have described it. They save on both ends of the leash, dogs rescued or adopted from animal shelters and humans who then are paired with those dogs who become service dogs who have post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome. Rory Diamond is the CEO of Canines for Warriors. Hi, Rory.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I bet you can describe further what this organization is.
Oh, absolutely. So Canines for Warriors is the nation's largest provider of service dogs for disabled veterans. We go to hike-kill shelters all across America looking for those special dogs, bring them to one of our campuses in Florida, Texas, or Arizona, train them up to be incredible service dogs, and then we bring our American heroes from all over the country to spend 3 weeks with us to meet their dog, learn how to bring their dog out into public, and then we send them home with their amazing new battle buddies and just put our arms around our warriors for the rest of their lives, getting them back on track, and everybody wins.
And you know what? I think what I said is true. Canines for Warriors saves lives on both ends of the leash. That could be your tagline. With a service dog, for example, the risk of suicide reduces to equal the U.S. population instead of what's happening right now. And that is about as, what is it, 20 suicides a day that are committed somewhere in that range by our veterans?
Yeah, you have it exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, nothing is really working that the country is trying, but service dogs work. They get our warriors not just back to wanting to be alive, which is step one, but to thrive in their world again. They're becoming good moms and dads again, getting back into the workforce again. It's more than just survival. It's about living a good life again.
You know, our friends at Merrick Pet Care help support you, and you are being supported by, in fact, the largest dog wedding. So when they came to you and they said, we want to give you money, I suspect, Rory, you said, good, who are you? And they said, well, we want to put this wedding together for dogs by bringing, what is it, I think they want 179 doggy couples to break the record, even more than that, to just smash the record on October 2nd at Northwestern Medicine Field in Geneva, where the Kane County Cougars typically play baseball. I suspect you don't hear that every day, that kind of offer.
No, not at all. But it's not surprising that our friends at Merrick came to us with this. They're our longest partner. We've been working with them for over 8 years, and they've given us over $1 million worth
wow.
of dog food and treats. So they're incredible. And, you know, what could go wrong with a lighthearted event like the world's largest dog wedding? You know, that's useful silliness in my book. That's awesome.
Useful silliness. I like that. Well, you know what? I love any event where people want to take their dogs out and do things with them if they are social dogs, have an opportunity to be with other dogs and to be with other people and to do all sorts of things. What's most important about this event for me is so much of these proceeds will benefit you as well as some other animal welfare organizations as well. You know, no one is saying that veterans that come back with post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome, and I believe there are a record number of that group now in America, are forced to have a service dog. But what we are saying is the government offers no help at all in this regard, unfortunately. At one point in time, they said, well, there isn't enough data. Well, now there's plenty of data to support the good that it does. We talked about suicides, but that's only one component. If you have PTSD, you're likely to be on a pharmaceutical. So if you have a service dog and you have PTSD, it turns out you may not be on that pharmaceutical any longer or might be taking a lower dosage. It might also mean that you now have a job and you previously weren't able to work. You feel different going out in public rather than hesitant about it. You feel confident about that. And I argue that all of this, even if you don't care about service dogs, actually helps our society. And if for no other reason, we're not paying for as many unemployed people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, you're speaking my language 100%. I always tell people dogs make everything better, no matter what it is. But spectacular results with service dogs for veterans with post-traumatic stress. Their suicidal ideation goes down. Their willingness to go out in public goes up. Their confidence goes up. Their ability to even to love their family gets improved. And of course, you know, just getting back out into the world, you know, these service dogs are a bridge back out there. But if you go on the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs website right now and you look up post-traumatic stress and service dogs, it says there's not enough evidence. to show that a service dog will help a veteran with PTSD. And that is completely ridiculous. It's dishonest. There's a mountain of evidence saying that a service dog will help a veteran who's struggling with their trauma. And guess what? You know, the VA is giving out pills, and more pills, which have all of these, you know, terrible side effects that our warriors are pushing through. Guess what the side effects on a really well-trained dog is? You know, maybe they chew up your socks once a month. At worst, you've got some dog hair to deal with. So, yeah. I mean, it's such a clear benefit to our warriors. We really ought to be doing more of this. But Canine's Warriors, we're proud to be doing our part.
Okay, to learn more about the largest dog wedding we've talked about, it is the website, largestdogwedding.com. And you can still register. $25 is all the registration is. It does close September 26th. 100% of the proceeds goes to charities. You are the primary charity. And to learn more about Canines for Warriors, it's spelled with the letter K, the number 9, S for Warriors, caninesforwarriors.org. Rory Diamond, congratulations on all the good work and the difference you make. I still say my line, use it. It, you're saving lives on both ends of the leash.
I love it. We're going to steal it. And I appreciate all the support.
All right. Thank you very much. Always good to talk to you, sir.
Thank you.